Hello, and thanks for listening to the Ordinary Philosophy Podcast. Here, you can listen to interviews and audio renditions of pieces published at Ordinary Philosophy's website, dedicated to philosophy in the public square and the history of ideas that change the world. For more about Ordinary Philosophy, and to see the photographs, sources, and inspiration that accompany this piece, please visit ordinaryphilosophy.com. Ordinary Philosophy's website and podcast are independent and ad-free, and depend on support from patrons and listeners like you. To find out more about how you can contribute to Ordinary Philosophy, please visit the Subscribe, Submit, and Support page today. And if you enjoy what you read and hear at Ordinary Philosophy, please share with those you believe will enjoy it too, and take a moment to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. I'm Amy Cools, creator and editor of Ordinary Philosophy. Episode 70. To New York City I Go, in Search of Margaret Sanger. From time to time, I take a trip to some corner of the globe to explore the lives and ideas of great thinkers in the places where they lived and worked. For this series, I follow in the footsteps of thinkers who are no longer alive, since those who are still telling their own stories. But those who are no longer alive in the body live on in the ideas that they pass on, and in the examples they provide for us to follow. I'm pleased and excited to announce my sixth philosophical, historical-themed adventure, a rather impromptu trip to New York City to follow in the footsteps of Margaret Sanger. Though the timing was spur of the moment, I've read and thought about Sanger quite a bit over the years, and have some of the research done already for this long-planned trip. So when this little window of time opened up in my schedule, I happily seized the opportunity. As central to the history of women's rights, free speech rights, and rights to sexual self-determination and privacy as she is, Sanger is also the most problematic figure in the history of ideas I've followed so far for this series, with the possible exception of the brilliant but slave-owning Thomas Jefferson. She's certainly the first that sparked immediate controversy when I casually mentioned my plans for following her on social media. Here's a brief introduction to Sanger, a condensed version of a short bio I published a little while ago in honor of her birthday. Margaret Higgins Sanger was born on September 14th, 1879, into a large Catholic family with 11 surviving children. Her mother died at about age 50 from tuberculosis. As young Margaret saw it, her mother was worn out from her 18 pregnancies and would cite this as one of the many reasons she so passionately advocated for the right of women to control their own bodies and fertility. Sanger went on to become a nurse who worked with poor women in New York City in the 19-teens and 20s. As she saw these women struggle with the toll that large numbers of pregnancies took on their families' finances and their own health, Sanger became convinced that birth control, a term she invented, was essential if these women hoped to escape poverty and sexual oppression. She opened America's first birth control clinic, and despite numerous fines and arrests, she continued her fight for reproductive rights. In this regard, she's best known today as one of the founders of Planned Parenthood and a key figure in the development of the first birth control pill. Sanger remains a controversial figure, an ardent feminist, human rights activist, and advocate of sex positivity. Sanger was also a eugenicist, believing that birth control was at least as important a tool for limiting the production of the unfit, her words, as it was for women's liberation. Generally, Sanger was an ardent advocate of self-determination, free speech, open discussions of sex and sexuality, and education, education, education. It was up to informed and thoughtful people, Sanger believed, to take responsibility for their own sexual choices and to convince others to do the same. Regrettably, however, at times Sanger seemed to support some sort of coercive or compulsory forms of birth or population control. For those who she deemed incapable of making this choice for themselves, for example, or too dangerous to be allowed to conceive and raise children. Aside from her mostly good ideas about human rights and personal responsibilities, I find Sanger's beliefs about human sexuality and its important role in spiritual and mental health particularly fascinating. So off to New York City I go, from October 17th through the 21st. There, I'll visit landmarks associated with her life, places where she lived, worked, thought, wrote, studied, and rested, to see for myself how the places informed the woman, and vice versa. As always, thanks for listening, and please stay tuned for the continuing story of my adventures.